Jason is here. Some of you know that I firmly believe that you must or should exercise at least 2 to 3 times a week. That's not the only thing you should be doing, but it should be at the top of your list. And because the body, you know, is made of dirt. It tends to want to break down, all right? And a lot of people's bodies are breaking down because they're not taking care of them while they are young. And by the time they get older, they're bent over trying to walk. And so Jason Ottley is here, and I have to tell you, he's one, if not the best trainers on this side of heaven. He was sent by God. Jason Ottley is a health and wellness expert and founder of LiveInspiredTransform.com.
There you go.
LiveInspiredTransform.com. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. How you doing?
Doing well.
Are you sleepy?
No, I've been up kind of early today. So, I mean, I wake up at 5 almost on Monday through Friday. So,
oh, you do?
For the last, I would say, 12 years, it's been kind of clockwork with my routine. So,
amazing.
Early mornings and not a big thing for me.
I have a bunch of, today I have just viewer questions for you.
All right, nice.
Questions that people really want to know about, but not able to get through on the phone sometimes.
Okay.
First, for those who are hearing you for the very first time, because we get listeners from around the world.
Sure.
New listeners all the time. Tell them a little about your background and how they can get you.
Just been a part of health and wellness since about like 2004. I did get my bachelor's in exercise science and been in health and wellness on the corporate side, helped open up facilities and worked with people one-on-one and remotely as well with my online program. So I really try to involve myself with health and wellness through a different you know, ways and factors. And currently I really enjoy my online coaching program, just helping people around the world. And you could reach out to me through my website at liveinspiretransform.com. And, yeah, that's where you can reach me.
So all of my questions today, and whatever you want to add, of course.
Of course.
Can you lose fat and gain muscles at the same time?
Oh, that's like a, almost like a trick question, but not really a trick. It's really just my belief. I don't think the body is efficient at doing both at the same time. Not to say that you can't. I think beginners, people who are maybe deconditioned or who haven't exercised in a while, they tend to be able to pack on muscle and, you know, and burn fat at the same time, since like working out is such a new stimulus to them that they can kind of see so many returns up front really quickly. But I think our body is probably not efficient at doing both at the same time. Not to say you can, but I think if you want to do one, focus on one, you probably be able to get there a little bit quicker, where, because like burning fat, you want to be in a caloric deficit. If you want to put on weight, you got to eat a little bit more. So it's kind of like opposite things going on.
Right.
So I think you're probably better off focusing on one and seeing more results a little bit quicker. Not to say that you can't do both at the same time. I just don't think your body's, you know, like efficient at doing it.
I see. This is something I've been thinking about. I think I may have asked you about this the last time. I see a lot of guys drinking those energy drinks.
Uh-huh.
They're shaking them up and drinking them, all, especially young guys, all while they're working out. Is there a health issue with that?
Well, I don't think it's all energy drink. Because I see what you're saying, and I think it's more like supplements for like to help expedite results or recovery. I don't think it's just like straight up energy drinks like a Red Bull or something. So it's different kind of supplements that will help them enhance the results and help them stay in the gym because it kicks off the recovery phase. And if you're doing it as directed on the bottle or what the supplement requires, I personally don't have any problem with it because I've used it in the past and it's fine.
When I was in high school, my thing was to run track.
Mm-hmm. You track did you and run field. Track in high school?
Oh, okay. Like I was a champion.
All right.
And played a little basketball, but that really, it was better track. Me watching that than playing it, right?
Yeah.
We never took energy drinks and all that. I guess it didn't even exist. And yet, everybody, the people who are on the teams tend to be in good shape, have a lot of energy. What's the difference then and now?
Well, sports science has like transformed. I think it's one of the fields that are continuously growing, especially in the last like 20 and 30 years. Like the advancements are just like night and day. Like what athletes have available to them now versus what they had available to them 20, 30 years ago. So it's just like the information is being released. And I think they're you could have done without it, but it does, and it has shown to enhance performance in some ways, depending on what that supplement is. So,
which is better, natural energy and performance or enhanced energy and performance? Is that a money-making scheme that's happening? Because we were human then and we are human
now. That's
a
good question. I mean, there's definitely benefits as far as money if people are buying in and buying products and using them. But it's far from a sham as far as like, oh, it doesn't work and it's just like a money grab thing. No, some of these supplements, and I would say even most of these supplements, do help and enhance performance. And if you're in a field where it's immoral or illegal, obviously I would tell you to stay away from it. But like, if you're able to use them responsibly and it's legally, I'm all for it. I don't think it's a problem at all.
Jeremy asks, what is in pre-workout? Is it harmful?
There's a lot of caffeine in there. Not to say a lot, but that's one of the main ingredients is caffeine. And that's going to help with allowing you to go a little bit harder or put out a little bit of better performance because you're not going to break down. You're not going to fatigue as quickly as if you weren't on the pre-workout. So, again, there's nothing really illegal or anything in most pre-workouts that I would see as a problem. And being that caffeine is one of the main ingredients, it's really about preference and how you feel about pre-workout.
Well, when you start using that stuff, the caffeine stuff, doesn't it take away your natural energy? And then if you miss a day of drinking your caffeine, your natural energy that normally would come anyway would not work for you, right?
Well,
you don't really feel doing it.
They tell you on the package to kind of cycle off of it. They don't like kind of.
But nobody's going to do that.
They should. I mean, I'm all for like I've never used that for a long period of time because it does make you feel a little bit differently.
Yeah.
It does make you feel like it gives you energy. So for me, I don't want to feel like that every single time I'm in the gym. So I would never get dependent on it. But I would say for people to really follow the directions on those supplements and not to kind of just go rogue and do your own thing.
Also, before I get back to the viewer questions, I noticed in the gym, the guys be wearing so many pieces of outfit. You know, they have on this shirt and that shirt, and then they have
the
tight stockings under their shorts and shorts.
It's a new wave, man.
Is it a money-making scheme? Because guys have no business wearing stockings under their clothes.
Well, the whole...
That's a woman's thing, it looks like. Where is that coming from?
I mean, athletes, especially nowadays.
I know,
the whole
but they're beta males, too. Wear all that stuff.
It's definitely a new school way. I'm trying to think if that was around. When did I come around? I came around like early 2000s with the whole dry fit thing. So I'm sure if you were not used to seeing that growing up, it may look weird.
But. Yeah, no. I'm like, why y'all?
what's going on here?
I'm asking, why y'all have on all these gay clothes?
But just in general, like fitness apparel has taken off. Most people, even if they're not working out, they rather be in fitness apparel just because it's comfortable. So
it's comfortable with all the things I'm working out.
Not just the tight thing, but just like shorts and like athletic wear. Like it's especially
when we
for
ran
women,
for jeans, we just had a pair of underwear on, short pants.
Oh, it's far from
a shirt
days.
And gym shoes.
It's a whole style now. They got it's more even like fashion thing with most fitness attire. It's not just functional use anymore. You're not even cool if you don't even have a few different variety of gym clothes. That's how it is now.
James said it helps hold your muscles together. Is that true?
But the dry fit, I don't know what the direct benefits are, but there are benefits to dry fit. You guys can look them up, but it's not really, I mean, to my knowledge, it's not just like a scam thing.
To me, it just seemed to be a money-making thing because the athletes wear it too.
They like it. They love it. We're actually wearing it, but obviously it has to stay profitable, so...
Yeah.
It's definitely not a money-making thing.
What do you think of the YouTubers out there promoting bulking and cutting at the same time?
Well, that's kind of what we touched on. Yeah, but if you're able to do it, that I think it's a little bit harder to do both at the same time. If you struggle with that, if it's something that you want to, like, put on mask because you feel like you're underweight, but you also want to look, you know, with your muscles to show, I would say to kind of separate them, kind of focus on putting on weight, then cutting afterwards. That's just my personal preference. I've read articles and I've seen people who are able to do both at the same time. That's just not my personal preference, right. My personal path.
Another person wanted to know, polyester stinks, not cotton.
Polyester stinks?
Yeah, because people be wearing the polyester stuff now rather than cotton clothes.
I'm still cotton, so I don't have too much experience with, I think I'm more cotton than polyester, so I don't think I have a lot of polyester clothing, so.
Yeah. Are they promoting unrealistic goals?
Where, on what?
At the gym with all these clothes and bucking up and drinks and everybody has to look like Lou Alcindor.
Lou Alcindor. Okay.
You know who that is?
Of course I know what Lou Alcindor is.
Oh, okay.
It is a lot of false, like, perception. I don't think just in clothing, just in the fitness industry as a whole. Like, it is a lot, especially with social media. They put these images and they want men and women to kind of look like these people or look at like these social media influencers. But that's why you got to have like your good perspective of who you are, what your lifestyle is, and what your goals are. Not try to be kind of influenced on what's going on Instagram or Facebook. So I definitely think there is that aspect of it I don't like about the fitness. A lot of fluff to it, a lot of, like, aesthetics, and it should be a lot more than that.
Yep. Let's see here. Do you have a moral problem? Ooh, but they want you to deal with morality. Do you have a moral problem with steroids?
Oh, dang, this is a lot of good questions here. Steroids... A little bit, not me. I personally wouldn't do it because I don't have a need. Like, first of all, I feel like it's invasive how to use steroids. You have to stick yourself with a needle. So, like, there's nothing that I need. I don't need to do that for anything. I'm just trying to be functional. I want to look good, but I can be happy with the results that I can get from being natural, you know. But if you're in a position where, like, hey, you're going to get paid a bunch of money if you look the absolute best, then for sure steroids is going to help you get there. But again, if it comes to, like, if it's banned in the field that you're working in or the sport that you're doing, then obviously that's immoral. But, like, for actors who have to look top-notch to get the top-notch dollars in front of the movie screen.
Right.
Well, I mean, if that was the difference between, like, a couple million dollars, would you do it to look your absolute best?
Not if I'm going to die later.
I don't think you're going to die later with that.
But as soon as you take the steroids, when you get older, your body starts falling apart.
You get dependent on it.
Start dropping, your arms drop off.
You cycle off of it. Like, I don't know. I'm just thinking off my, opinion. But if you do it responsibly, which is, that boils down to you, are you someone that's responsible, then I could see someone doing it and for the right reasons. But overall, I would have no purpose. I don't, the mass public generally don't need steroids, but that's, I guess, a personal
problem. But if you're, like, into that, that means your ego is driving you. And so if you take steroids, your ego is driving you.
I can see
and
that.
Once the ego kicks in, it's not going to let you go.
That's there's a strong point to that. Like, if you probably are going to use it, you're probably going to be using it for a while.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And when you stop, you're going to go back to the way you looked and that you weren't happy with, right?
Right.
So then you're going to have to go back and start the process again. So
yep.
There's definitely truth in that.
Louis Alcindor, who was he? Do you remember?
Kareem Abdul. That's the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
The name just popped in my head, James. James, want to know who is that?
That's but L.A. legend.
It was the first name that came to my head. I have no idea. Have you heard of the Natty Limit? N-A-T-T-Y? And if so, what is that?
I mean, I think Natty is a substitute for, like, natural lifters, but I haven't heard of them. I'm not too big on, like, the natural lifters versus people using steroids. So it sounds like it's a question related to that, but I'm not too clear on what they mean by that.
And another question someone sent, what about the social media fitness world? Are they presenting unrealistic goals?
Yeah, so we kind of touched on that, absolutely. And I think social media, people buy in outside of fitness way too much on what they see. So, again, especially don't let it give you bad, like, perception of your own body. Like, I never understood how people can look at someone else and feel bad about themselves.
Right.
You know?
So yeah, like, comparing yourself to others.
Yeah. A, like, these photos that you see are enhanced as well. Just like, not only like are some of these people taking supplements to enhance their body, like, they're touching up these pictures, Photoshop,
yeah,
editing, and making it like 100% perfect, then posting it. So it's not even actually how they look like in some cases. So you shouldn't let yourself feel some kind of way about it.
A friend of mine showed me a picture of a girl he used to date.
Mm-hmm.
And he hadn't seen her in a while, but he used to date. And she had gotten into, looked like she takes steroids and working out and stuff. So at her head, she had a woman head, but the rest of the, because she put on a little bikini so you can see the whole body.
Yeah.
She works
out and all that.
Yeah. Her head looked like a woman's head, and the rest looked like a man's body.
Okay.
I'm like, you used to date that? And they're like, yeah.
Hey, everyone has their personal preference. Eh?
That's crazy, though. Why would a woman or anyone mess themselves up like that intentionally? Because women don't look
really like
feminine,
weight.
Looking like that. They look like a drag queen or something. You know, like
masculine.
Yeah, from the head down.
Yeah. I mean, some people really love weightlifting and working out and gaining muscles and that whole field, and they just 100% go for it. You know, so hey.
The what happened to naturalness? Like, God has given us everything we need to function in life. We don't need to take steroids. We don't need to have energy drinks. We don't need to all this crap.
Yeah, no, it's true.
How did we lose that and get into a fake world like that, bring on diseases? A lot of people get diseases from this stuff, cancer.
Yeah, there's not a lot of history on what the super long-term effects are, and that there is truth to that. But I think where like this all comes about is like the advancement of science and how smarter we're getting. We're knowing what the positive effects are, what the potential is when we use some of these things. So I feel like as man, we're always going to want to like push the envelope and see how much further we can go. But there is a trade-off. Like, what are the long-term effects?
Yeah.
I think we're more concerned about the right now. Like, hey, if I do this for 12 weeks, I'm going to look absolutely the best. But there are a lot of natural body lifters out there that you would think they are on steroids, but they're actually completely natural, and they're just laser sharp with their nutrition, like 100% like natural. And there are out there, but I'll definitely see a rise in
the issue with that. You're never going to look better than someone else.
That's true.
Because all egos are in competition with each other.
No, that's true.
And so somebody else is going to look better than what you look.
Yeah. And you got to be okay with that. You got to know how to deal with that. But it seems like people still want to, you know, max it out and see what their limit is for their, you know, genetics.
Yeah. That's amazing. So are you still training? You still train people worldwide, right?
Yeah, through my transformation program. And I actually wanted to give out a giveaway on today's show.
Yes.
So I wanted to give out a 4-week program, and I'll send you a program, and we would kind of work with each other for 4 weeks. But you have to have access to a gym. That's my only kind of criteria.
If
you have maybe indoor, if you have an in-home gym, it's fine, but preferably like a membership somewhere. And if you want to apply to my transformation program, you can follow me on Instagram at liveinspiretransform.com. And the application is in my bio. So the link is in my bio to apply for my transformation program. It's 4 weeks. It's going to be free for, I'm going to give it to maybe, let's say, 2 callers today. And then I'm going to work with them and see how much results we can get in about a month.
Maybe I shouldn't ask you this. We just mentioned that woman that this friend of mine was dating, and her neck looked like a female. From her neck up, looked like a female. From the neck down,
What did she look like from the neck down?
Like a man. She had all men muscles.
Okay.
Should you, when you see people like that, should you say, oh, you look nice, or oh, you look horrible? What
just
happened?
Having muscle, but think of which is healthier, like having muscles or having a high body fat on your frame.
But a woman is not supposed to have muscles. She's supposed to have sex appeal.
I mean, obviously to your friend, that was sex appeal to him.
No, he couldn't believe she had turned to that.
Oh, this is afterwards.
Yeah, this is afterwards.
This is not
yeah.
while They were
no,
dating.
She didn't have all that wine. Okay. They were dating.
So what did she go through afterwards?
She went through a transformation.
Okay. Transformation.
It looked like you can tell she's taking steroids.
Is she into that world? Maybe she's competing. Maybe she's, you don't know what her journey is, but I mean, she's not the only one. Put it out there. Put that out there. So there's a lot of female body lifters and bodybuilders out there.
Oh, okay. One of the Bond guys that used to be a part of my program, mm-hmm. he was really into, young guy, mm-hmm. he was into working out, really into it. And he got carried away with it at some point. And he just started drinking the energy drinks and taking the pills and really working out hard at the gym. And he had an aneurysm. Is that what you call it? With the blood thing in his brain?
Blood vessel.
And he died.
I mean,
he was at the gym and he just all of a sudden collapsed. And they rushed him to Cedar Sinai, and eventually he went into a coma, and then he died. Mm. Well, and that's from that serious kind of workout and drinking all that stuff. And
hey, who's to say that it's directly from that? But if it is, then you know that people are still gonna do that. You know, so I don't know if that was directly correlated to it, but I do know, man. I feel like as you grow older, like you gotta modify. I don't know. For me, I feel like I modified how I work out at the intensity. I feel like when I was in my 20s, it was all about like lifting weights and how I looked and not missing days, and probably that's where the time where I was using a lot of pre-workout and doing stuff like that. But as I got older, I realized it's more about how I feel, not 100% about how I look.
Yeah.
Obviously, you want to look good, but it's more about how you feel when you wake up in the morning, how your knees and your back. So you got to kind of train yourself for function as well. That should be, to me, always a primary focus about your training.
And we run out of time, but when you say how you look good, but isn't looking good just mean being in good shape, have a sound mind, feeling well, and just living your life? It's not.
You get to get older to realize that. Like when you're young, you don't think about that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I feel like you got to mature into that. Because I didn't think like that when I was like in my 20s. It was all about what I saw in the mirror, you know? So, but like as I got older, it was more about how I feel. Yeah.
Amazing. Give out your contact information again.
So follow me on Instagram. Apply to my 4-week transformation program. I'm going to be giving away to 2 listeners today. And my website is liveinspiretransform.com.
And I want you to know for the new people, I work out with Jason. He trains me. And believe me, if you have any problem, you let me know. All right? And then I'll expose them on air here. All right?
Are you sure you would?
Live Inspire Transformation.
Transform.com.
Transform.com.
Thank you,
Jason.
Thank you for having me.
Amazing. I got to take a break. When I come back, we'll take some calls. Back in a moment.